This is Mucho African Radio, PEI. My name is Chavez, Mambo show host. Mambo means hello. How was your day in Swahili? On Mucho Radio, we amplify community voices, building bridges by sharing our stories our way, coming together, value our identity. The culture connects people. Welcome on Mucho African Radio, PEI. I moved to PEI in 2017 to attend Holland College. I studied digital marketing for my time there. And once graduated, I started an entertainment company. I noticed a gap in the market here on PEI. There were not enough relatable experiences for Caribbean people, African descent, and Latin. You know, people not from the island, people of color. So I started hosting events that catered to that demographic of people. And from there, I started DJing. I also did a bit of community work. Like, for example, in 2019, when the Bahamas was devastated by Hurricane Dorian, a group of locals and Bahamians here on PEI became together for fundraisers. To send a bit of money and supplies back to the Bahamas. Currently, I run a production company where we do live audio staging and lighting for events, event planning, still catering to Caribbean, African people of color here on the island. And other than that, in my spare time, I enjoy cooking. I also have a bit of drumming. The food I miss the most from the Bahamas is the seafood. Can't get the same seafood here in PEI. There's a particular one called conch, which is a sea snail. And yeah, I really miss that one. Some nice peas and rice. Just family and community in general. Nice beach. My involvement is not, I wouldn't say it's a direct involvement in African culture, but through just mutual friends and the type of events that I would put on, it does relate to the African demographic. I work a lot with the Black Cultural Society through DJing and catering. And also I've helped out in other events and initiatives here on the island through food and things like that. I would say within the past 2 years, the diversity on PEI has grown tremendously. I remember when I first moved here, it was still predominantly white. And now, in this present day, if you pull up to a red light, you more than likely would see another person of color next to you. That's amazing. And I started to see a lot of inclusivity and more inclusivity in the types of initiatives put on by the city and through music and venues and things like that. So the diversity on PEI has been growing pretty good. I'm very proud of PEI for that. Our African culture has been very whitewashed and hidden, put away, and is not spoken about as much as it should. As Black people, especially living here in the Western culture, we have no idea of our roots and truly where our ancestry begins in Africa. So a lot more stories and a lot more voices would do the community well with this type of programming that we're putting on. So you can connect with me through Instagram by following Sunstripe Legacy, SunstripeLegacy, LEGACY.